It's safe to say healthcare is a major concern of the federal government. That's one reason why health IT and health informatics are growth industries. Now the longstanding American Council for Technology Industry Advisory Group, that is ACT-IAC, has formed a federal healthcare working group. Its initial focus will be on informatics. John Teeter is managing director of the Federal Advisory Global Center of Excellence for Health at KPMG. He's helping the ACT-IAC effort, and he joins me now. John, good morning.
Morning, Tom.
All right, so we are 5 or 10 years into this whole health data deal. What are the big challenges in health? First of all, explain the difference between health IT and health informatics. Maybe that's a good place to start.
So health IT is simply using information technology in support of health. Health informatics is actually blending the disciplines that are found in the health world with the information technology that will help them solve business problems. And so you have to have, you know, that business acumen, that understanding of the business of health before you can actually effectively apply information technology to a solution.
So who does health informatics? I mean, is this a CIO thing? Is it the clinical staff at a healthcare group? I mean, whose business is it?
Well, I think that it's probably a little bit of both, depending on the mission of a particular agency or the focus of a particular organization. If the organizational mission and their focus, their business is health, then you're going to find a little bit more of the health informatics, you know, type of function in the CIO shop. If that's not the main function of the organization, then probably the informatics is going to be in a specialized informatics area, probably run by someone like the chief medical information officer or someone of that ilk.
Okay, so now there is a group forming, a new ACT-IAC group, the Federal Advisory. It's called the Federal Healthcare Working Group. Tell us about it. Who's in it, and what do you hope to accomplish?
So this is the first foray of ACT-IAC into this area, and it's something that we've been wanting to do for quite a while, and we're just now kicking it off. There has been in ACT-IAC a focus on the use of information technology, just in general terms. And now what we're trying to do is we're trying to develop a group or a forum where we can bring some of those business folks, maybe some of those informatics folks, to the table to identify issues that are challenging for them in the health arena on the business side of health, and blending that with the substantial expertise that we have in information technology across ACT-IAC to see if there's an opportunity to solve those problems using some innovative applications of information technology. And this is a little bit unique in that we've never with this kind of focus reached out to the business side of the house with such an aggressive offer.
So this is much more than just talking about electronic health records.
Yes, absolutely. And so what we hope to accomplish tomorrow, we have the inaugural forum where we're going to bring a bunch of business and health IT folks to the table, and we're going to have an open dialogue, and we are going to, at the end of the day, identify a series of challenges that we can then take back to the working group, and the participation in this working group is open to all, and we can then prioritize those and take action against those challenges and start to move things forward in a fairly progressive way. And we're lucky enough to have a bunch of leaders like the CIO of the Defense Health Agency, David Bowen, Dr. Teresa Cullen, the Chief Medical Information Officer for the Veterans Health Administration. We even have the Office of the National Coordinator. We have the coordinator of health IT at HHS, Dr. Karen DeSalvo, who's going to be here. And then we also we've reached out to Shmendra Paul, who leads the information sharing environment. He's the program manager for the information sharing environment in the Department of National Intelligence, and has long had a focus on information sharing as one of his goals.
Now, in your work at KPMG, you must have some hunch as to what the big challenges are in health informatics, notwithstanding the fact that the group will figure out what they are tomorrow. But what's your sense of what the challenges are that are facing agencies, and that's a lot of them, that are involved in healthcare in some manner?
Well, what we see is we see, as you can imagine, we see a large effort to use data in innovative ways. Because after all, it's data is of no use unless you apply it for some purpose. And so, what we see is people trying to drill down into the data and identify patterns that will lead them to more effective care and lead them to identification of opportunities to move the operating models in health more from a treatment a protocol to more of a population health stance. So in other words, what we're trying to do is we're trying to move the state of the art, if you will, to a prevention and a wellness paradigm, as opposed to waiting till there's a problem and then treating the problem. We're trying to prevent the problems up front.
We're speaking with John Teeter. He's managing director in the Federal Advisory Global Center of Excellence for Health at KPMG. And just getting back to some of the practical matters, who are the vendors that are involved in health informatics and health information IT, or health IT? Is it the same group that does the rest of the federal government's IT, or is it kind of a specialized group that is moving in and joining the traditional vendors?
I think that what you see is all of the larger systems integrators are starting to have a more focused attention to health. Obviously, it's a very large area of focus right now nationally, and so a lot of the large systems integrators are starting to have their informatics groups, if you will, those that have that business knowledge on the health side, and they're bringing that to the table in combination with the information technology expertise that they've always had. But we've always had smaller groups whose focus has been in health and applying information technology or using data in innovative ways to support the business of health. And so I think it's a little bit of everything right now.
And health informatics, I guess in some ways it must, especially at the public policy level, must also have a geospatial component too, in the way that health information is applied. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And what we're seeing also is a trend towards different types of treatment models and access models, so that those that have typically been thought of as the deliverers or the largest deliverers of healthcare services are now partnering with those that are more community based, so that they can extend their reach into those less served communities, and so now you're starting to improve access, improve care, and things of that nature. But also, just geospatial by its nature allows you to track certain things. For instance, you're in the population health arena in particular. Your previous caller was talking about outbreaks and the use of geospatial information to track outbreaks and anticipate maybe movements of a particular disease within a population is an area that I know that a lot of folks are interested in.
And you mentioned Shmendra Pal coming tomorrow to the event, and he's from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. So at some level too, with things like Ebola breaking out in different parts of the world and different bugs coming to the United States, it becomes a national security issue also, health informatics.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, many years ago, I worked at the Centers for Disease Control, and we found out very quickly, and I hearken back to the SARS days, when we had an outbreak of SARS. And as your previous caller mentioned, you know, you can be in the United States in a day from just about anywhere. And so, you know, it does become a focus of national importance when you think of how small the world has become.
All right. And very quickly, where is the event tomorrow and what time does it start?
The event will be held at the Hyatt Regency in Washington, D.C. It will go from 8 until 12. We'll have a plenary of those of comments from those four visionaries that I just mentioned, and then we'll have breakouts where we start to look at business transformation challenges as well as those challenges in the use of data that might be evident.
All right, John Teeter is Managing Director in the Federal Advisory Global Center of Excellence for Health at KPMG. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.